Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Moms Mean Business by Erin Babler and Laura Galloway. Sophie, I have to admit, I picked this one up thinking it might not be for me, but it actually changed how I think about work and life.
Hey there, Sam.
Yeah, this book really surprised me too. Babler and Galloway are writing directly to mom entrepreneurs, but honestly, the insights about time, guilt, and purpose apply to anyone trying to do meaningful work while caring for others.
Absolutely. And the core idea is so simple, but kind of radical. Motherhood and entrepreneurship aren't a war. The skills you develop as a mom, patience, negotiation, emotional intelligence, those are exactly the skills that make you a better business owner.
Right.
They reframe the whole narrative. Instead of having kids holds you back, they say motherhood can actually be a catalyst for business success. Because when you have less time, you get more focused and strategic.
Yeah, that scarcity of time forces you to prioritize in a way that people with endless hours never have to. But I think the most powerful part is how they tackle guilt, that feeling that you're failing at both roles.
Oh, totally. They call that guilt the biggest barrier to success for entrepreneurial moms. And their solution is to let go of the myth of balance and embrace what they call integration. Balance means equal time and energy to everything, which is impossible. Integration means some days your business gets more, some days your family does, and that's okay.
That resonated with me so much. I think a lot of us, not just parents, chase this perfect equilibrium and then feel like we're failing when we can't achieve it. But integration just feels more human.
Exactly.
And they're really practical about it. They talk about childcare honestly. There's no one size fits all. Some moms thrive with daycare. Others work during naps and after bedtime. The key is to stop judging yourself and focus on what works for your family.
I also love their take on time management. They reject the whole wake up at 4 a.m. and be superhuman thing. Instead, they say work smarter, not harder. Protect your most productive hours. Learn to say no, outsource what you can.
And they emphasize rest and self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's essential for showing up for your family and your business.
One thing that really struck me was the advice on building a support network. So many women try to do it all alone. The authors say you need other mom entrepreneurs who get the unique challenges, mentors, and people who can handle tasks outside your zone of genius.
That's huge. And they talk about asking for help from partners and family, which a lot of women struggle with, because they feel they should handle everything themselves. But you can't.
Right. And they get into the financial side too, pricing, cash flow, conversations with your partner about money. It's all very grounded and real.
The emotional journey is a big part of the book as well. They normalize isolation, doubt, fear. They share their own stories of crying during client calls and forgotten appointments. It's not to discourage you, it's to say, this is normal and you can still succeed.
That honesty about the messiness of real life is so refreshing. They give permission to let go of perfectionism and embrace good enough.
And they talk about marketing and selling, which a lot of mom entrepreneurs feel uncomfortable with. They reframe it as sharing your passion with people who need it. Your story as a mother is actually one of your greatest marketing assets.
I think the ultimate takeaway is that you can have a meaningful career and a fulfilling family life, but it will look different from what society tells you it should. It requires trade-offs and letting go of other people's expectations.
And honestly, if you want to dive deeper into these ideas, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. This book's real message is that you're not torn between two worlds. You're building a bridge between them, and that bridge is your unique gift. We'll see you in the next one.